Well, even though Governor Rick Scott has approved the repeal of the 2008 Florida Renewable Fuel Standard Act, which required most gasoline to include nearly 10% ethanol in the state, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says that he doesn't expect anything to change.
The simple fact is there's still a federal mandate on ethanol. And so I think it's important to manage expectations about what will result from the new legislation, which is that the vast majority of fuel sold in the state of Florida will continue to be blended. And that federal mandate is the reason for that. And that's not expected to change anytime soon. When Florida passed a state mandate, it didn't change the makeup of the fuel blends inside the state because there was already a federal mandate. And repealing it will not change the makeup of fuel blends in the state either.
And as for the repeal creating a possible backlash from the renewable energy industry, Putnam says he's no longer concerned with that possibility since the renewable sector has already pulled away for other reasons.
There have been several high-profile private sector decisions to walk away from biofuel investments in the state of Florida because, not because of anything related to Florida, but because the sector itself, the private capital, has essentially gravitated to the revolution in fracking and natural gas development.
Putnam adds that the department remains committed to a diverse array of energy options.
And given that we are a state with a year-round growing season, the technology in biofuels eventually will give Florida a competitive advantage in that space.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.